AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Reliance Steel's 43% quarter reaches the range ceiling, while volume stays at 1.0x. RS closed 0.9% below its 52-week high after a 20-week trend signal, but participation has not yet expanded beyond normal levels. Research brief. Reliance Steel and Aluminum finished the week at $413.4, up 4.8%, with a 42.8% 12-week advance and an active 20-week trend signal. The stock is near the top of its yearly range and well above both trendline and fair value, while volume remains ordinary at 1.0x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. RS rose 4.8% for the week and 14.7% over 4 weeks, extending a 42.8% 12-week move. 2. The close sits 27.3% above the trend line and 42.9% above fair value, showing strong demand but a richer risk profile. 3. Volume was 1.6 million shares, roughly in line with the 13-week average and below the 52-week average at 0.9x. 4. U.S. steel industry breadth is supportive, with 66.7% trend breadth and 77.8% positive market dynamics breadth, although RS trailed the group's 5.5% average weekly return. Price action presses against the 52-week high. Reliance Steel and Aluminum ended the latest completed week at $413.4, just 0.9% below its $417.2 52-week high, and at 97.6% of its annual range. The weekly move added 4.8%, following gains of 3.6%, 3.8%, and 1.8% in the prior 3 weeks, leaving the short-term tape firmly constructive. The trend signal remains active for a 20th week, with 28 of the past 52 weeks active. Price is 27.3% above the $324.7 trend line, so the regime is still supportive. But that distance also means a cooling phase could occur without immediately breaking the broader trend. Steel context is favorable, though RS is not the fastest name. The sector backdrop is constructive. U.S. basic materials averaged a 3.5% weekly gain and a 14.8% 12-week return, with trend breadth at 53.0%. Reliance ranked 82nd among 223 U.S. basic materials peers on the broader relative screen, placing it in the 63.5 percentile. Within U.S. steel, the bar is higher. The industry averaged a 5.5% weekly gain, a 6.4% 4-week return, and a 34.2% 12-week return, with 66.7% trend breadth and 61.1% positive relative strength breadth. Reliance's 42.8% 12-week move is ahead of the industry average, but its weekly rank of 7th and 4-week rank of 8th among 18 steel peers show that momentum is strong rather than dominant. But volume does not confirm a breakout impulse. Market dynamics is positive at 1.28 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, while relative strength stands at 20.89 after a strong short-term acceleration. Even so, the signal state is mixed. The trend signal is active, market dynamics is positive, but there is no fresh buy reading in the latest signal set. Participation is the restraint. Latest volume was 1.6 million shares against a 1.5 million 13-week average and a 1.7 million 52-week average, leaving the volume ratio at 1.0x versus the shorter baseline and 0.9x versus the longer one. That is enough to support the advance, but not enough to show decisive institutional sponsorship behind a near high close. Risk and watch next framing. The valuation distance is the main tension. Reliance trades 42.9% above fair value at $289.3, which reflects premium demand, but also raises the confirmation bar after a 42.8% quarter. Volatility is not excessive, with 13-week volatility at 2.8% versus 3.3% over 52 weeks. And the stock has logged 32 upside weeks against 20 downside weeks over the past year. Next, the key read is whether RS can clear the $417.2 high with heavier participation, ideally above the 1.5x volume threshold cited by the signal framework. A fade in market dynamics would argue for consolidation, while the $324.7 trend line remains the main weekly regime level if the move cools. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.